This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. While Boris Johnson licks his political wounds and his would-be successors measure the drapes at number 10 Downing Street, the British economy goes on. And wine growers down in the southern English county of Sussex are celebrating. They have recently been granted something known as PDO, Protected Designation of Origin, kind of like Champagne has in France, a European trademark, for want of a better word, that means sparkling wines can only be labeled Sussex if they've been grown in Sussex, made in accordance with local tradition, and aged for at least 2 years. That's great for them, and as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports, it's great for marketing, too.
All right, so welcome to the vineyard.
Art Tucker, owner of the Tinwood Estate, conducts a tour of his vineyard, located, he says, in the perfect place to make wine.
On our south side, we've got the ocean, which gives us that temperate climate, which saves us from the frost in the springtime.
And he says he has the perfect soil to make fizz, a lot of flint for drainage and half a metre of pure white chalk.
Chardonnay really loves chalk. It produces a very fresh, very mineral, very clean sort of tasting wine. We've got a very special place, special soil to produce these world-class sparkling wines here.
These qualities help the wine from this county win the cachet of Protected Designation of Origin status, or PDO, a terrific marketing boost that puts Sussex sparkling wine in the same general category as champagne.
You think it is possible that one day people will say, let's celebrate, let's have a glass of Sussex?
That's the plan. Champagne wasn't built in a year, Rome wasn't built in a year either, but that's the ultimate aim, and we hope that we can get there. It's what we're striving for.
Some 70 miles away, in the neighbouring county of Kent, another wine grower, Graham Barber, is at work, tucking in his vines.
We keep them all nice and straight, growing upwards, tucked in, so they're all growing the same way.
Graham, the founder and owner of the successful Woodchurch Vineyard, is grumbling about the PDO award to the county of Sussex next door.
It's a shame, really, that you're singling out a county and saying the wine produced from that county is somehow unique and of superior quality because of the soil that it's sitting on.
The fact is, he says, that a lot of vineyards in his county, Kent, also have chalky soil, and a lot of vineyards in Sussex don't, while both have the same climate. It doesn't make sense, he says, defining a wine region and awarding a PDO along county lines.
Choosing a county is just arbitrary.
And you don't secretly, in your heart of hearts, wish that Kent had got a PDO too?
I honestly don't. You can go lots of other places in England and taste fantastic wines too.
And you can go to some places in Sussex where the wine is not that good.
That would be the inference of what I'm saying, yeah.
Back in his Sussex vineyard, Art Tucker is on a roll, conducting a wine tasting for visitors. On the subject of his produce, he is predictably effervescent.
Also, we've got this lovely stream of fine bubbles coming from the bottom of the glass. And generally, as a rule of thumb, the smaller the bubble, the better.
Tucker believes the PDO will give his sparkling wine an international profile, and he shrugs off the claim from Kent that the PDO is arbitrary.
The guys in Kent would say that, though, wouldn't they? Because they haven't got their own PDO.
And he serves up the inevitable jibe.
Kent producers, they've probably got a case of sour grapes.
But maybe the Kent wine grower has a point. Champagne, the ultimate PDO wine, isn't confined to one county. It encompasses parts of 8 different counties or départements in France. In Sussex, southern England, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.